We've talked over the last couple of weeks about critical race theory. I played some videos from a training video for school boards. It's one of 30 videos that are available, but it's about specifically about critical race theory in schools. A bill in the Arizona House of Representatives passed to stop people from teaching critical race theory in the public schools. Joining us now is Jake Hoffman from the state legislature. Jake, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. But let's talk specifically about this bill and what it does. Why is it so important to do this?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. So it's actually two bills, and I think that's really important for everyone to understand. There's one bill that deals specifically with the K-12 education side. The other bill prohibits public monies from being used and prohibits government taxpayer-funded employees from being taught this hateful and bigoted ideology, quite honestly. The reason why this is so important is because we've gone from a time when Martin Luther King Jr. proclaimed his dream that his children will, quote, one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Yet today, radicals are telling us that it's, quote, dangerous to say that you treat people equally regardless of race. This simply isn't something that Arizona wants, and we've got to make sure that we stand up and defend people of all colors.
So let's talk about the curriculum itself. Is this a curriculum that is currently being taught in schools in Arizona?
Yes. Yes, it is. Unfortunately, this is something that we've heard Peoria Unified, Mesa Unified, Chandler Unified, Tucson school system. And like you mentioned, the Arizona School Boards Association is teaching this ideology to board members. So, yes, it is absolutely in Arizona.
All right. So what will be the pushback be on this? Obviously, are there going to be lawsuits against this? Because we're hearing from teacher organizations and others saying that it's an infringement on their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I'm sure that there will be lawsuits. Unfortunately, the left uses lawfare as a strategy to achieve their political goals. But the reality is that this isn't an infringement, is not an infringement on anyone's First Amendment rights. The state legislature appropriates money for K-12 education and for, you know, many levels of government. And quite honestly, we have a job to do here to ensure that we're defending people of all races, all ethnicities, all sexes, and aren't allowing discrimination, which is what this ideology does. I mean, Mike, it says that an individual, by the virtue of the individual's race, ethnicity, or sex, is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive. It says that individuals should be discriminated against partly or solely because of their race, ethnicity, or sex. Those are terrible things to be teaching, and the legislature is stepping up to do its job.
Well, when is it expected to get to the governor's desk?
Well, so the Senate hopefully will be taking it up ideally in the very first part of this week, so either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. And as soon as they pass it out, it will go to the governor's desk, and we hope that he signs it.
Have you had any support from the Democrats on this? Any Democrats behind this bill? Or is it all strictly on party lines?
No, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more that everything of substance is on party lines. And, you know, I don't know if that's a result of the tribalization of politics or if that's just Democrats digging in and hoping to create some type of differentiator for 2022. But it really is sad that an issue like this isn't something that Democrats are willing to stand with us on and to eliminate this type of bigoted ideology being taught in our schools and in our governments.
Let me go back to the public schools that are using this curriculum, that are using critical race theory. Do you have any numbers on how many districts or which ones are using it?
So we're still trying to get that information, and I think it's a great point that you asked that. I mean, this is one of those things that districts aren't exactly forthcoming when it comes to providing lawmakers with the facts that we need to be able to understand the full scale and scope. And quite honestly, I think that goes to the toxicity of the ideology itself, of the teaching. They know that it's not publicly acceptable. They know that it's not good optics for them. And so I think a lot of them play extremely close to the vest in terms of what's being taught and how frequently.
Have you seen the ASBA training video?
You know what? I did. I had a board member that showed me parts of it, and I found it to be shocking.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this, you know, and I talked about Calvin Terrell, and I've invited him on the show and some members of the ASBA, but I'm not sure they're going to. The conversation, as you say, that divides us. That, for me, is the biggest issue, is that it seems so dividing. And it seems like at a time we're trying to bring people together, there's got to be better ways to defeat racism. We all understand that racism exists in the hearts of some people, but there's got to be a better way to do this without a curriculum, especially when we're not reading at grade level in our schools.
Amen. I agree. And look, we have to take them at their word, right? And if we listen to one of the ideology's loudest proponents, which is Ibram X. Kendi, here's what he said, quote, "The only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination. The only remedy to present discrimination is future discrimination." And this is one of those things that, again, it should be a broadly unifying issue, especially when we have kids that aren't reading at grade level, that look, proponents of this ideology are literally calling for racism both now and in the future. And America has a storied past of standing up to and stomping out racism at every turn, from the Civil War to the Civil Rights Act. And we continue to get better and we continue to refine. Look, the American experiment is not a one and done. It's not solved. It's not an out of the box solution. We're going to constantly learn. And we have been. Our history tells us that. And so this is something we have to oppose, this, because this is going backwards, not forwards, in terms of race.
Well, I appreciate the time and the update on the bills that are there, and look forward to talking to you again when it passes through, when it gets through the Senate, and see if it gets to the governor's desk and he signs it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for talking about it.
All right. Thanks. That's Representative Jay Kaufman spending some time with me, and it's passed the House. Senate's going to be taking it up soon. I would say to all parents, again, I will say to you, it's a very controversial topic, and I don't expect anyone to take my opinion as gospel or when you hear Representative Hoffman talk about it, but do your own homework. You can, you know, go and find out what's in these videos for the training for school board members. Find out about this training in schools. I will tell you that I think we've gotten so far off a curriculum of teaching kids to be critical thinkers and learners, and it's more about indoctrination than not across the board, not every school district is using this, but some are. So the facts still remain that there are, if you create critical thinkers, they'll figure it out. The time I've spent with high school students renews my faith in humanity, because they're smart. They are very good at critical thinking when they're allowed to be, when they can ask questions and defend their point of view and are taught how to defend their point of view. They become very good critical thinkers, and we need a lot more of that. So we'll see how this goes, how it plays out, and learn more about this, especially if you have kids in the public school system.